Rocky here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
Thanks for listening. Yo, yo, yo. Subscribe, yo, yo. Rate, review our podcast. Thanks for following us around and listening. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. And thank you to Centris Federal Credit Union. Always there for you. Always ready to help you out if you want to talk about finances or talk about loan, you know, maybe borrowing some money. Maybe you got some projects coming up this year. You got some other things you want to do. Centris Federal Credit Union is going to be just your best bet. I mean, seriously, they're great people. They've got home equity lines of credit. They've got other packages they can put together, help you get a way to tap into your home's equity for the cash that you need to make some improvements maybe on your home. Or if you're thinking about maybe upgrading, downgrading, not just want to downgrade. You want to get a smaller home.
Downsize. Yeah. Downsize.
Downsizing, upgrading, right? Upsize, mm-hmm. Downsize. Anyway.
Yeah. If you're thinking about moving from your beautiful house into a shitty apartment, get in touch with Centris.
Hey, it's up to you.
Whatever.
They won't judge.
Nope. No judgment.
They won't judge. Federally insured NCUA equal housing lender.
CentrisFCU.org or 402-334-7000. Whatever you want to do in your life, it's your life.
They won't judge. They're awesome. They're so good. All right. So stuff in the news. Last week of February 1st, can we just talk about the fact it's going to be 80 degrees today, which is insane. Yeah. Has happened before. The record was 79, I think 78 or 79 back in like the early 70s. And then once in the late 1800s.
I love that it's going to be beautiful. But my favorite thing is that it's going to be a wind chill temperature of zero in 36 hours. Like probably, that is typical classic Nebraska,
right? Probably 24 hours, like tomorrow afternoon, it's going to have wind gusts of like 40, 45, and the temperatures are going to drop from a high of 50 something and plummet.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then, yeah, it'll be awful on Wednesday. Well, comparatively. And then it'll be back up in 60s and 70s again next week.
Yeah. I mean,
so this is where that whole in like a lion, out like a lamb thing comes in on March. Right.
Yeah. So we're coming in like a lamb.
Like a lamb.
Yeah.
Because it'll be really nice at the end of the week.
Uh-huh.
So well, this week, really.
Tearing it up at the end of the month.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason you have these old timer sayings. Typically, they hold true.
For the most part. Yeah.
Right. So we'll see what happens. March can be a booger. I mean, I remember going to. Gosh, you know, you got some, I have this on my brain right now because Ashland Greenwood just won their district championship in men's boys basketball and state, here we come, but state tournament's going on. And I remember going to state years where it was super nice out and then other years where it was an icicle and it was dangerous as all get out heading to the state championships, right?
I remember going and watching other schools play at the state championship. We never made it, but the years that we would go down there and watch other schools play, it some years was nice, some years was really chilly willy. And so, yeah, it kind of comes with the territory around here.
So all the championships happening, March Madness getting ready to really gear up, which, by the way, if you get a chance, head down to Herdat Sports Bar, either one, either location, they're rocking it. So they'll have a lot going on at both of them. So you can see all the games. But news wise, there were a couple of stories. Let's see here. What did I do? I hate when I get to talking and I grab papers and I start stacking papers and get them out of my way. Cause I'm just like doing stuff with my hands. And then I put away my notes. So I had my notes out because we've talked about this before. The Royals, the spare book, and Prince Harry is in trouble because he stated in the book that he did drugs. Mm-hmm. He stated on his application to come into the United States that he's never done drugs. And so now there's questions to be answered. And apparently there's a court case going on. He himself is not there.
Yeah.
But his lawyer or the lawyer representing his case is saying that, well, just because it was in a book doesn't make it true.
Okay, but it's a memoir.
It's a memoir.
So then if that's the case, then is anything in there true?
So people want their money back because they didn't pay for fiction.
He just, oh my God, he just needs to just shut up.
I just had to laugh. I thought that was so funny. It's like that's, and then they've got like four videos of him doing interviews, promoting his book, commenting on the drugs he did and why he did them and that he was just in a bad place. And he did all the drugs and just kind of fell in line with everybody else. But now they're trying to say, well, it was just promotion for the book. And so you can't believe what actually came out of his mouth because he was trying to make book sales. So now you've got all the people who are like fans of the royal family who are mad, because if that's true, then they found the right number so that Harry would sell out his family and say whatever they wanted him to. So he's taking drugs, or he's a liar and he threw his family under the bus.
But two can be true. Both can be true. He did take drugs, and
I think they're both true.
I think they're both true at the same time.
Yeah.
I think he just doesn't know what he's just in it. He's getting counsel from the wrong people, Megan, and he's just doing the wrong things. And he just needs to eject out of the whole situation and go quiet for like 6 months and not do anything and get a reset.
No, there was a story that came out this weekend that talked about when he went to go see his dad because of the cancer diagnosis. Right. And he was told by not by his dad's per se, but by their people that he had to stay at a hotel. He couldn't come stay at whatever castle they were at. And the family was traveling to a location, one of their castles. They would meet him there, and he got about 30 minutes with his dad. And then his family was leaving for another location. They were going to their other castle for him to go, probably to take his treatments to a place where he could have some solitude, right? And they said the reason they did that, this was what was in this story, and I can't tell you from one British magazine to another which one's trash, which one's not. I don't care. But they said that they did that because they didn't want to get him in the house and then not be able to get rid of him. So they made him meet at one of the lesser castles, and he had to stay like at the Quality Inn down the street. And he got 30 minutes with his dad, and then it was see you later. You got to go back to America now, son. Go back with your family. So
I mean, I think it's like an SNL skit. It's like an SNL skit.
Yes.
It is. Like,
please, father.
Yeah.
Can I come home? And so they're like, don't let the kid back in. Don't do it. Once they get inside, like a squatter, we'll never get rid of him.
Yep. They'll never move back out. Once they come back and get the free rent, free room, free board, yes. They're never going to want to go back out on their own.
Like, okay, this sounds a bit exaggerated, but I think there's probably a grain of truth in there somewhere.
I think so. I think there is. Yeah. I think there is.
That was good. Then otherwise, sad story that came out was the Wendy Williams story.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Wow, right? Mm-hmm. The first diagnosis that came out last week, and actually, I guess she was diagnosed last, maybe even 22. But they were doing a documentary on her and her return to TV. And that's when some things started happening. And in any case, she was the first diagnosis that was released was that she had aphasia, which is what Bruce Willis was diagnosed with.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And now there's a documentary. They kind of shifted gears on this documentary. Her son's in it. Her niece. There were some clips that were out over the weekend. One with her niece, with her son, and then the first episode of the documentary. I don't know how many parts there are, but it was on Lifetime Saturday. And there are several. There are other places you can see it too. But it's called Where Is Wendy Williams? Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Where Is Wendy Williams?
Yes.
Anyway, I did watch the clip with her niece. And it was heartbreaking. It really was, because her niece was just talking to her about how she's always, you know, that Wendy's always been there for her, and you know, and I'll 100% be there for you. You can call me anytime. And she looked at her and she said, "What did she say? Her last name was Hunter. Isn't that her son's name? I thought that was her son's name, but she said my name's Wendy Hunter. That's
my
real name.
Is her son's name, or was her partner's name, or something?"
Something like that, but she referred to her married name and just like totally didn't answer her niece's question or acknowledge what her niece said, and just said that out of the blue and mentioned that she was divorced. And then like that all is very vivid in her mind. She remembers being divorced, and she remembers it being painful, and remembers, you know, going through all that, but otherwise not. And then her son came out yesterday. And he's young. He's like 25. And he said that she was actually, it's alcohol-induced dementia is what he called it.
She must have drank a ton.
there were excerpts in, and I was just reading, I think I sent one of the articles over to you. You might see it in there, where in the show, she seemed drinking a glass of vodka, just like water. Just, and I'm like, okay.
So she probably drank multiple bottles a day.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they're insinuating. That's what, wow, that's what they're saying. And I don't know if that's like been a long time thing, or if that's something that happened after she was, you know, because she had that episode on live TV, mm-hmm, and yeah, that she was taken off TV, and then maybe that snowballed it. But she was supposedly going to make that return to television, and then they realized that's not going to happen.
That can't happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Super sad. And the pictures are, you know, because her facial expressions, body language is completely different than the way you remember her. And so mm-hmm, that's just, yeah, again, heartbreaking. It yeah, really was.
It is. Just, I used to love her show.
Absolutely. You said that was one of Melissa Rivers going to be talking, possibly have something on her show coming up.
Yeah. Wednesday, it'll probably end up being Friday's episode of Group Text. Going to be talking to, I'm trying to find out who it is. Whereas Wendy Williams, the producer, a couple of the producers of that show, going to be talk about of Where Is Wendy Williams.
That'll give a lot better. I'm sure you'll hear a lot of stuff that obviously is not going to be seen on the documentary, mm-hmm, which I can't imagine. After seeing what I've seen, I can't imagine what they left on the cutting room floor.
Right. Oh my gosh. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it's pretty transparent.
Yeah. I haven't watched it yet, but I need to sometime this week. I want to watch it. Want to take a second to thank some other OG friends and supporters of our podcast, Kugler Vision.
Kugler Vision Center, honestly, they were the first ones that were supporters and partners with our podcast. And that was 5 years ago. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy.
That is unbelievable, but we certainly are thankful to have them on board. Kugler Vision stands out in the crowd without a doubt. They've just got a world-class team of experts at Kugler Vision, and it keeps growing because people realize if you're going to get any kind of corrective procedures done, you want that team behind you, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you should get online right now and schedule a consultation, because you need to know going into 2024 kind of where you stand. Maybe you've always been thinking mm-hmm, about getting a procedure, not having to wear glasses or contacts. It's freeing, and it's unbelievable.
It is. When you do it, one of the first things you're going to think is, why didn't I do this sooner? Mm-hmm. That's going to be it. So invest in a life of clear vision. Possibly it's going to be something that's a gift on your list for maybe a graduate that's coming up this spring to send them off to college with that great vision going into college would be great without glasses or contacts. But the team at Kugler Vision can give you all the details and help you get that consultation on the books so you can find out exactly what your plan is.
Call them if you want, 402-558-2211, or go on their website, kuglervision.com, and schedule that consultation today.
So anywho, and you're out world traveling this last weekend.
A freaking whirlwind. But I'm telling you, I think we talked about it briefly before I left, but like 48 hours is good for me in Vegas. That's it. I don't need any more.
3 days, I remember we used to go on. It was always a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, which is way better. Mm-hmm. But it'd be two full nights, right? And then sleep it off and hope you catch the plane that third morning.
Yeah, right. When we left Friday morning, I like the middle of the week trip.
Yeah.
Leaving on Friday, because when we checked out at like 11:30 on Friday, the line to check in and people were crazy and slamming. I'm like, oh God, we just gotta go. Here. We just gotta go. Yeah, we had fun. We had a good time. Malia was out there speaking. And this is a funny story behind this mm-hmm, thing. She was speaking at a convention for a software company called UiPath, 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 a big software tech company, and speaking on leadership. And when she was on the way out there in the airport, like this company doesn't announce who their keynote speakers are going to be until people get out there. And so nobody knew who was speaking. So she came out and in the airport ran into, there's a guy who used to be on a show called Family Karma on Bravo. And it was also with her in Winter House. His name's Brian Benny. And everybody loves Brian Benny. Like his character is just funny and he's a sweet guy. Anyway, they ran into each other at the airport, at wherever airport. She had a layover. And he's like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm heading out to Vegas to speak at a conference. And he's like, she goes, what are you doing? He goes, I'm heading out to a conference in Las Vegas. And it was like, what conference? So they put two and two together, and he works for UiPath. And like, he had just started working like 6 months ago, and Malia is in there and getting and connecting him now with like the CEO and the CFO and all this stuff. And he's like, you have no idea what you did for my career just by us bumping in. I had no clue. And what are the odds of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really. And yeah. And going through the same, you know, being at the airport at the same time.
Right. Randomly.
And they weren't on the same flights heading to Vegas, probably.
Yeah, they weren't. Different flights.
That's crazy.
Yeah, really crazy. But yeah, we got out there and we, like I said, I'm not a huge gambler, but it's fun. We won $400 on roulette only by playing. I'm sorry. As a group, we won four, not me, as a group, $400 on craps and roulette. And when we played roulette, it was, we only played numbers that were related to Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's relationship.
Oh dear
and
God.
And it won. 13, 22, 8 + 7 = 15.
Sure. And, okay. That's all right. I'm kidding.
So yeah. And I don't remember the other numbers, but it worked. I mean, between that and craps, $400, that's not bad.
I don't know when this happened, but I saw a video of a guy. He took all of his life savings and put it all on red.
Oh,
and he won on roulette. Like I remember, and I don't know how this is not, I just saw it. It came through my timeline, my for you. Right. And I'm like, when did this happen? I don't even know. Cause I just got done reading this story about somebody missing out on their lottery winnings because the ticket expired.
Yeah. I saw something about that. I saw another guy that's suing the lottery in his state because they posted the wrong numbers on their website. And those were his numbers. And he went in to claim it. And they were the numbers. He told them it was wrong. They admitted it was wrong. And but they kept the numbers up there for like 2 weeks. And so he went and so he's, yeah, he was like, it caused me emotional stress and all this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, if you can get it, get it. That sucks.
It could have been worse. They could have posted the wrong numbers and he threw his ticket away because, and he had the right numbers.
Uh-huh. You're right. That would have been way worse.
That would have way worse. Sucked.
Yeah.
Too. And speaking of numbers and then not giving him something, right? Last week when they had the cell phone outage, AT&T. So across the country, and not everybody was affected, but thousands of people were off. They could not get their phone, had zero service.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And it freaked a lot of people out. It freaked a lot of officials out too, because they didn't know why. They couldn't figure out what was going on and how it affected so many people across the country. It wasn't just like one small location.
Yeah.
But AT&T now has stepped forward. Let me find the article here just so I can make sure everybody knows. AT&T says, okay, we're going to give all the customers that were hit by cell phone network outage $5.
Ooh, whoa.
So
I heard that this morning. I'm thinking, that's a joke. Keep your $5.
So $5, though, I'm thinking, just to be fair, if you pay $60 a month for your cell phone service, that's $2 a day. So yeah. They were paying for 2.5 days.
Okay. I guess. Okay. That's fair. I was wondering where they pulled the $5 out of their ATM.
Right. It sounds like it's, but if you don't take it, so take thousands of people times $5. If you don't take your $5, they keep all that.
Yeah.
Just saying. Mm. And they're counting on you not taking it.
So take your $5.
Take your $5.
It'd be nice if you can gift your $5.
Go to Scooters.
Yeah. Get a coffee on AT&T. Yeah.
Do it. Absolutely.
And we did another thing in Vegas too. We actually went to Chippendales, which I never thought I'd ever say that sentence in my life, but she got invited to Chippendales. So we, of course, front row, sniffers row, and got backstage before. It was the 22nd anniversary of Chippendales. And I tell you what, we had so much freaking fun. Those ladies go crazy.
I've been before, Pat.
I've heard stories and I've whatever, but it was, they just go absolutely like they flip a switch and they just go just frothing.
What you see in the movies is true. Have you ever seen that, the documentary, or I don't even know if it's a documentary, but it's close, about Chippendales and the guy who created it. Mm-hmm. And then his partner took his idea and this whole crazy way that it all got started.
Since it was the 22nd anniversary and Malia went there during BravoCon. So that's why we got invited back this time. And he was there, one of the main guys, the guy that runs it. But I don't remember his name.
Hold on.
But his husband wasn't there, but he was there and I met him. Really nice guy. I don't know if this is the same guy you're talking about or if it's changed hands.
The man who started it, he is a guy from India and his name was Steve. I think it was Banerjee. But anyway, he bought a bar in Los Angeles. And it was called Destiny. I do remember this part. And then he renamed it. I have no idea why, Chippendales. Do not remember how that. Because remember, there was a stupid cartoon. Do you remember cartoons like in the 70s, 80s? Merry Melodies or whatever, and there was Chip and Dale. Mm-hmm. The two. Yeah.
Right.
I don't even remember what they were. Chip and Dale. Were they little chipmunks? Squirrels?
Yeah, chipmunks. Yeah.
Right. So how, I don't know how that became Chip and Dale's, a stripper bar for women.
Right. I don't either. I was telling Sophia about this story, and she was Googling it yesterday. And so she's Googling, and she goes, I don't know what you're talking about. All I'm seeing is stupid rats. I'm like, no, you're spelling it wrong.
And you're making it three words. It's one.
Yeah. Yeah. And she goes, oh.
So, okay. So here was the story. The guy who first had it, that guy, Steve from India, he apparently was worried about some competition. And then there was an association with a business partner, and he hired somebody to murder his business partner. Nick was his name. There's quite a story behind this whole deal. That was in the 80s. So that was even longer ago. This 22nd anniversary, that's, I think, for the club.
Yeah.
That's in Vegas.
Yeah, it must be for
that.
Not
for Chip and Dale's, the whole deal, because it's been around since the mid-80s, late-80s.
It's just for that. It apparently was just for that club. And his name, the guy who runs the company that owns it now.
Oh, okay.
It's an L. I've looked it up. Kevin Denberg. And that's the guy that I met. Super nice guy. Kevin NBD. But we were in the back. And before I knew it, I mean, I was worried I was going to get recruited. And it almost happened because I all of a sudden I'm standing there and my shirt starts to get taken off. And they put little around my neck,
a cuff around your collar, and a cuffs.
And at one point I was there, I was here for it. I'm like, whatever. And Beth,
give me the tips, make it rain.
She goes, seriously, she goes, she leans in, and like Malia's trying to unbutton like this sleeve over here, and the guy's unbuttoning my shirt, and Beth leans in, she goes, don't take your shirt off because you haven't shaved your back. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. So I actually didn't take it off. It's open.
Some girls like the bear,
it's their kink.
Right.
I think she was saying that more because it was going to embarrass her, not because she knew I didn't care. But
yeah. So if you've seen that in the movies, it's honestly probably toned down in the movies because nobody would believe how crazy it gets.
Yeah.
It's insane. Yeah. Some of those ladies just drive that chair. They'll pull that chair right up to the front row and they'll just like, they're ready to go. Mm-hmm. They'll run out on the stage. They don't care. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it was a riot though. We had a good time.
Well, I'm surprised you made it back. So.
I know, same.
Okay, that could have been a pivot, quite a late life. Would they call that a midlife crisis? If all of a sudden,
I don't know what they call deals? It. Yeah, I don't know what they call it, but I don't. It's
hey, the older girls need somebody too, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It's not all about those 25-year-old studs.
Right, exactly.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, so there's that.
All right.
So
that was a fun one.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. Awesome, guys.
Thank you guys for listening. I'll drop the links when I do start the tour, so you guys come out and see me and hang out. But rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. It helps everyone else find it. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great one. Enjoy the weather.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media production.